What's up?
What's up? What's happening?
What's happening?
What's y'all going ready?
Shit, what it is?
You know, Seth, we just chilling, vibing.
Yeah, vibing in a bit.
Oh yeah, Zula.
Let's get it.
Okay, so you're tuning to the JoJo and the Big Homie Show on iHeart's 105.3 The Beat. I'm the baddest Boricua in the game, JoJo Alonzo,
and I am your big homie, absolute biggest big homie, Kodak. Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, he's
Kerr.
Kodak as well.
It's, I spell it different.
I concur.
Okay.
Let's get it.
So we're gonna get straight into it. So our show isn't like a typical radio. You know, obviously we talk about music and all that, but we put a little flavor into what we be having going on, right? And a lot of people say I'm toxic. You know,
I like your nails.
Huh?
I like your nails.
Thank you so much. But yeah, so a lot of people think I'm toxic. So we have a segment called How Toxic Are You? So the question that I have is, how do you tell a girl that her poom poom stink?
Man, you just, man, fuck, man, let it
You just gonna say like, I smell something funny. Smells funny in here.
What I even trying to like go too hard on and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Like soon you get up out that bed, soon you get up out of, she gonna look back and see like, what's going on? Like, why you stop? You just look at her like, and you know you dead wrong for that shit.
you think she can smell herself?
But you know, so you dead ass wrong for that, fam.
You knew what you got going on before you got LinkedIn with him.
Yeah, I think that's trifling it. But I wouldn't know how to, like, I don't know, because men, y'all shit don't be smelling good all the time either. But to be honest, I don't know I'll just be like, mm-mm. Do it like that, yeah.
Funny as hell.
That's all I'll probably do.
Niggas like, we could rock, you hear me? Like, we ain't even, like, really got to hop in a spray every day, for real.
What, like the shower?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to hop in the shower?
No, we ain't really got to hop in the spray every day for real like that.
But y'all balls be sweating.
And we be zoo-walk. We still be scraping. Yeah, but y'all got to hop in that bitch every day. Soon after we, what you call, all comes in before.
Yeah.
I can't agree. I got to shower two times a day at least. I gotta be in there two times a day.
You bigger.
Yeah, you a big boy, so it's like.
Yeah, like, you sweat in different places that we ain't got.
Man, I just be sweating for no reason. I be sitting here.
No facts.
Sweating all season.
All right, so one more question. We also have a segment called Facts or Cap. So if you believe it, just say facts. If you think it's some cap, just say cap. So facts or cap. Side chicks are winning in 2022.
Yeah.
Cap?
I mean, I get it, but shit, I ain't winning now. Right.
They not winning? Why you don't think they winning? Because they...
I mean, shit. They having all kind of side niggas and main niggas and shit too. So it's like... Amen and my shit. They get it done and shit. They serve their purpose.
So what do you think winning, like, what would be winning? Like, winning would be getting a man, settling down, like, getting married type of thing? Is that, like, what winning is? Or?
It's like, I dealing with people, like, shit, they get the perks of it, I'm saying. Okay, I just got a big old advance. I'm gonna bust all it down and shit. Go and buy a few things and shit like that, whatever. Side chick, they don't get nothing like that. Yeah, man. They don't get nothing.
Can we cuss on this one too?
Yes.
Yeah. They just get dick, basically. The side chick.
That's that.
Yeah. So how you holding up, y'all? How's everything going for you, man?
I'm Zulu, man. Shit, I know y'all feel special. I don't even get up this early, yeah, man.
Definitely. We appreciate you. So the album coming out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
What can we expect on the album? We got three tracks out right now on it. What can your fans expect coming for the rest of the album?
What three we got out? What three we got out? What's the three?
Well, you got Super Gremlin. Mm-hmm. You got Super Gremlin.
Uh-huh.
Grinding All Season.
Uh-huh.
And what was the last one we just heard in the hall?
Love and War.
Love and War.
And I Wish.
I Wish. Mm. I Wish. So you got four out. Got you. So what can we expect? What can we expect for the rest of the album?
Man, guys, back, consistent, like consecutive, you heard me, like, every song, start to finish, or finish to start, whatever, way you listen to it, man. But like from 1 to 19, straight guys, you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep, shoot.
You have any features?
Yeah, I got one feature right now.
Okay.
Le
you tell dirt. Us who it is, or you want us to wait?
Le Dirt.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Anybody that you... okay, so you got Dirk on the album. There's anybody that you haven't worked with yet that you want to work with in the future?
Beyonce.
Beyonce? What we got to do to make this... What we got to do to make this Beyonce track happen? We need to reach out to somebody. I think Beyonce Kodak Black track will go hard.
Yeah, shit. What's that?
So you want to work with Beyonce. Is that all?
Zendaya.
Yeah.
Zendaya.
Zendaya.
Yeah.
On music, or are we talking about something else? Is Zendaya the?
I wrote a movie. Like I had wrote a movie and stuff like that. I would love for her to be like to be the main actress in it.
So you write? So you write scripts too?
Man, boy.
Okay, check you out. So Zendaya, you want her to play in one of your movies? What would be the plot? What would be the plot of the movie?
Ain't telling it.
Oh yeah, somebody probably tried to take it. You right? Okay, I feel that though.
Zendaya hard though. Zendaya hard.
Go ahead. Go that.
Oh.
Her boyfriend could be there and all that might be shooting at night.
Yeah. So do you stay on the socials? Do you stay on the social sites a lot? Do you see what's going on social media a lot? You just normally kick it to yourself?
I've been on iPad.
Have you been on Clubhouse?
Nah,
you gotta get on Clubhouse. They be talking to you. It's like a audio room. So you get to talk to your fans. A few people have been on there before. But a while ago, Wack got on there and just made some like accusations about why he think what happened in LA happened. He said it was some dudes that was upset about what you had said about Lauren.
Bullshit.
We was just talking about how people just be running their mouth for no reason. Literally right before we got on here, we were saying how people just
niggas be pussies. Credit for that shit. Niggas pussy as fuck. That's pussy.
What's pussy?
Straight up pussy, oh man. And I don't know. Nobody official like trying to take credit for that.
Right.
That ain't gangster if a nigga is. If a nigga out there is trying to take credit for that, that ain't gangster. But you know, that was on some straight up. It was handing latch pull. You know?
So
like,
what was it just like a was it an altercation or was it like a I don't want to say like Tory Lanez and whatever. Was it a spur of the moment? Was it an altercation?
Niggas can't take the yak attack, you heard me? So niggas like straight like beating on some niggas and shit like that. That's it. Like you know, and shit like some random shit like that.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So you know, yeah. Nobody like people can't take no ass whooping nowadays and shit. That's just what it is. So
yeah.
You know, shit, that's just what it is. Nigga should have known better. Like, nobody fighting no more. That's what it is. That shit ain't about nothing. Man. It was like, hell no. Like, and I was already in LA before, like,
mm-hmm.
LA, like, two, three other times before that. I'm saying it wasn't that wide open with it, too. You hear me? So it's like, that shit, yeah, like three other times before that. I'm saying nobody ain't tripping about that shit. Nobody's not tripping about that shit. You got niggas who said it did way worse or shit to me toward that. Nobody is not studying that shit. I mean, like, come on, do not try to act.
So Wack is talking out his ass.
No, yeah. That ain't even say that. Like, that was some shit. Like, he seen comments that said that, but yeah. That stood on his business. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're man, and I ain't tripping out nothing. Like, come on, bro.
Gotcha. We get it. And last question before we get out of here. Well, about asking about the Super Gremlin, because we got to figure out.
I just want to know, what is a Super Gremlin? Your definition of a Super Gremlin. Like, what is it?
This sniper gang shirt right here.
That look real grim and gremlin-y.
Gremlin-y. Okay. Oh, he got the OG gremlin on there. Don't let the gremlin out of night, you put the water on the gremlin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Yay, we appreciate you kicking it with us, dog. You got to come rock with us next time you in Atlanta. We're going to make something happen.
Yeah, me and JoJo going to prom together.
Well, so is the prom still going on?
Yeah, JoJo Bay right
there.
Is it still going on?
That's
apparently you has prom date.
I kiss you in your mouth, girl.
Listen, my prom wasn't all that anyway. So that'll be so much fun.
So she okay. So Kodak, you see, she accepted your prom date. So this is your date for prom. We're gonna make it happen. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, all right, I appreciate you kicking it with us.
We appreciate it. Yikes.